so happy to have you in the studio lounge once again. One of our favorite recurring guests. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing great.
Good. How's the show going for you so far?
It is going fantastic. Mm. I do have a few notes I'd like to share
with you. I can see that. You have your iPad loaded down with notes, and I was going to ask you about takeaways, what you've learned, all that type of stuff.
So, fire away. Where do we start? we talked about, in the beginning, where does performance come from? Standards are rising. And that leads to, I've been a CEO for 8 years now, and the way I think 8 years ago is different than the way I have to think today.
Well, that was what Joe was talking about before.
I know, I couldn't believe it. It was a very good opening session, and the takeaway was success is being less about what you know and more about what you are like. That was a big takeaway.
Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, well, I think credit union industry just cannot be stagnant. And and people have to know why we exist and what we're there for.
Okay, good point. Okay.
And I think that was a takeaway.
Got it.
And they also asked us two questions. The two questions were, what do you really want and what do you really believe? So believing in the industry, I thought, was my takeaway.
There's power there. Yeah. There's a lot of power there.
And then they took all the CEOs and we went into a CEO discussion on strategies and growth. And I was very inspired there as well because the CEOs were just asking questions after questions.
Oh, I love that.
And they talked about business process management was a key methodology. Mm-hmm. How are you doing things? You have to really step back and say, is this a profitable product that we're offering or is it not profitable?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you really need to dig down deep into doing that in order to be a successful credit union.
Yeah, it sounds like a focus type thing. What do we really want to focus on for our members? What do they want?
And everyone now, of course, is the membership growth with focus on millennials. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody talks about that. Yeah. And then they really talked about maybe less branches, which brings about all the technology that credit unions have to have. Mm-hmm. So I was at a conference, a CEO strategy group last year, and they asked, what will millennials, how do you attract and maintain millennials? Mm-hmm. And no one said anything.
Well, that's the $64,000 question right now.
I held my phone up and said, if you can't make it happen here, if you cannot make it happen in your phone or in your iPad.
You nailed it.
It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
So then another CEO at a much larger credit union than mine, because we're about $100 million in assets, says, well, Annette, are you doing electronic signatures on loans? And we are.
Oh, good.
We had just started it couple of months ago.
Good for you.
So I felt very proud about that. So they also talked about mystery shopping and net promoter score, and those type of things are really just keep us competitive.
Mm-hmm.
That credit unions need to be doing that. We're doing that.
Okay.
We use Member View.
Okay.
And we have a promoter score, and that helps us also. It also talked about attracting and retaining talent. Do you have the right people on the bus?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this year, I honestly can say that we do.
Oh, well done.
And so we had to refine how we hire, who we hire.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I guess it also, what they came out and said that incentives, you know how people do incentives for employees.
Right.
The consensus in that CEO network was just pay people what they're worth. Just give them what they're worth. And I thought that was interesting, too.
Yeah. All right.
And because, you know, incentive plans, they said, throw it out the door. Just pay people what they're worth.
Good to know.
Yeah. And the other thing we talked about was, of course, succession planning. I did attend that. And that was interesting, too, because we're at the point where I have to get a succession plan done next year. For our credit union.
Mm-hmm.
And my board is also going to be working on a succession plan.
You're not going anywhere, are you?
No.
Okay, good.
We need you. Not going anywhere. But those are things that you have to have.
And you got to have them in place.
Have them in place 5, 6, 7 years before a CEO retires.
Good.
So, Yeah, no, I'm not going anywhere yet. So we had a very interesting presentation this morning. Did you see it,
Lee? Well, oh my gosh.
From Jack Henry. He was awesome. Yeah. I learned all the buzzwords. It was talking about payment transformation, mm-hmm. and how we as credit unions are going to have to be aware of what's out there and our competition. Now, he did not use the words disruptors, which is I've heard at every conference I've attended this year. Mm-hmm. He used other words, I thought, which was fintech ecosystem mm-hmm. and blockchain. I mean, all these new words that I picked up. Mm-hmm. are new to me.
Very important.
But it's saying the same thing. It's just you have to keep up on the terminology.
You got to be there or else you can get left behind.
Absolutely. Right. And then I went to Quantum Governance, Michael Danielle. Mm-hmm. We used him 4 years ago to do our governance policy and manual.
Okay.
And for me to go and sit in on that and say, okay, are we still doing the right things? We are.
Okay.
We have a board governance, and I sit on that committee. Mm-hmm. I don't have a vote, but board governance and the nominating committee are one in the same committee.
Okay.
So that seems to help.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoy it because I'm there at the table and I have a say on what my board, how my board governs itself.
Okay,
and
I like that.
That's
yeah.
why it is so important, board governance. Mm-hmm. And if credit unions aren't doing it, you know, no matter what their asset size, mm-hmm. they may want to think about it.
Okay.
It's an opportunity for boards to improve the way they... the way they're structured,
mm-hmm.
Their protocol.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I will share with you that we started doing after the board governance is strategic thinking. So that's at the forefront. So the beginning of our board meetings, board members take turns, and each person during the year will have to do a presentation on strategic thinking. And it can be any topic, but we have that the first 15 minutes to 45 minutes of our board meeting. We start off with a particular topic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes they will use management can give them information mm-hmm. on something, or they do their own research mm-hmm. and come up. But that's the way we start our board meetings. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, if credit unions are not going to be strategic thinkers, just get out the way.
Exactly.
Because banks have been doing it for years.
Yep.
And we are just scratching the surface on it. And I can mm-hmm. say that because mm-hmm. I've worked at, you know, other credit unions mm-hmm. Before. And that has to be at the forefront of what you're doing.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed.
So if that gives you a nice recap.
Wow. I think you should probably work for Q's now.
Well,
that was a fabulous summary, Lynette.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And John Myers had a very good presentation.
I heard about
too.
That. Yes. I caught the tail end of his.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this conference is small enough and large enough, so you get a taste of everything. Yeah. The networking is phenomenal.
That's what I've been hearing all morning, is everyone saying, everyone's talking to each other.
It is. And, you know, I came last year, and I came by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And this year I said, no, I'm going to bring my VP of operations. Yeah. Because I want him to be a part of it, because he's a part of our succession plan.
Right, yeah.
And a part of our growth.
Okay.
And so he's getting a lot out of it, too, because he's able to talk to other VPs.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a nice, intimate time for board. Not for board. Most of the conferences are board, board related. But it's a nice time for... CEOs and their direct reports to really come together. And the takeaway is, I think we found out, okay, well, maybe we can be doing this better, and maybe we can be doing that
mm-hmm,
better.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make it easy for our members. And I only have one branch.
That's
so I have to work real hard
mm-hmm.
on making sure that I have all the electronic services
mm-hmm.
that are available.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a credit union, PSECU,
right.
who's a billion-dollar credit union. They essentially have no branches. So,
yeah.
Greg Smith, talk
okay.
to that guy.
Okay.
You might want
to
chat with him if you're doing that. He's a good dude.
I might have to give him a call.
No, well, there's plenty of other credit unions out there that are doing the same kind of the same
yeah.
thing. But yeah, so I get that you really have to take advantage of the
exactly.
digital stuff out there,
right?
Because again, like, if you're not going to be doing it, you're going to get left behind, or like you said, get out of the way. Somebody else is going to do it.
Yeah. Another thing we do is a scorecard. And so that's attached to our strategic plan as a scorecard, and it goes out 3 years. So we look at a lot of things, how we want to grow membership, loan to share ratio, asset growth. We look at all of that going out 3 years, and then we compare that to, and we fine tune it every year.
Okay.
So I'm into our second year of that.
Because things are always changing.
Oh, yeah, and we have to be able to change with the
time.
So ST is what we need to be doing, strategic thinking.
Lynette, my goodness. Like I said, you should probably work for Q's after that update. That's
awesome.
They're going to use that in their promotion video next year for the conference.
I don't know about that, but it's really, I am having a good time. And Mike, it is always a pleasure.
Well, thank you very much.
Spend time with you.
I wanted to ask you one last question.
Sure.
What is the, I mean, you being a leader of your credit union and in this industry for a while, how do you see 2017 shaping up based on 2016's actions? And
okay,
we can wrap up from that.
Well, one thing that, what do I lose sleep at night?
Yeah, what do you want? What keeps you awake at night?
I tell you, the Fed has to do something. They're talking about increasing the rates. When I came to the credit union in 2008, the Federal Reserve took, by December, they had taken the rate down to 25 basis points.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are 8 years later with a compressed rate.
Still there.
Still there. Mm-hmm. We had to survive the corporate stabilization.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Which, you know, I ended up doing a merger 2 years ago. We merged a smaller credit union into mine.
Mm-hmm.
Credit unions are going to have to keep up, but that is what I lose sleep. I also lose sleep on regulatory burden.
Everybody's,
and you know how I feel about that.
Yes, I do.
We're not the problems. We weren't the problems. We continue to lend.
Mm-hmm.
Successfully. Mm-hmm. Yeah, successfully. So we've seen modest growth this year. We saw more loan growth last year than this year. So we have to think outside the box.
Yep.
So we're doing business participation loans.
Oh, cool.
And we're portfolioing more first mortgages.
Okay.
And they talked about that too, because that first mortgage will stay on your books 8 years, long before that auto loan that can only stay on your books maybe, you know, 2 to 3 years on average.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So we have to think smarter and work harder.
Exactly. I like that perspective. Great message to end on. Lynette, again, thank you so much for your
welcome.
Time. I always appreciate it. I always look forward to chatting with you.
Well,
you have a ton of great things to say. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Keep up the good work.
Okay. Bye-bye.